Micah. Chapter 1. The word of the Lord Jehovah that came to Micah, who is like Jehovah the Morasthite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Listen, all you people. Listen, O earth, and all who are in it. And let the Lord God Jehovah be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. Because, indeed, the Lord Jehovah comes forth out of his place, and will come down, and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains will be molten under him, and the valleys will be split, as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. All this is because of the sin of Jacob, and because of the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria as a heap of the field, and as plantings of a vineyard, and I will pour down its stones into the valley, and I will uncover its foundations. And all its graven images will be beaten to pieces, and all its gifts will be burned with the fire, and all its idols I will lay desolate. Because she gathered it by the hire of a prostitute, and they will return to the hire of a prostitute. Therefore I, Micah, will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked. I will make a wailing like the dragons, and mourning as the owls. Because her wound is incurable. Because it has come to Judah. He has come to the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Do not declare it at Gath, do not weep at all, in the house of Aphra roll yourself in the dust. Pass away, those of you who live in Sephir, having your shame naked, those who live in Zanan did not come forth in the morning of Beth-Ezel, he will receive of you his standing. Because those who lived in Marath waited carefully for good, but evil came down from the Lord Jehovah to the gate of Jerusalem. O you who live in Lachish, bind the chariot to the swift beast. She is the beginning of the sin to the daughter of Zion, because the sins of Israel were found in you. Therefore you shall give presents to Moresheth-Gath, the houses of Achzib shall be a lie to the kings of Israel. Yet I will bring an heir to you, O you who live in Mersha, he will come to Adullam the glory of Israel. Make yourself bald, and cut off your hair for your delicate children, enlarge your baldness as the eagle. Because they have gone into captivity from you. Micah chapter 2. Woe to those who devise sin, and think up evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields, and take them by violence, and houses, and take them away, so they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says, indeed. Against this family I devise an evil, from which you shall not remove your necks, neither shall you go proudly. Because this time is evil. In that day one will take up a parable against you, and lament with a mournful cry, and say, we are completely spoiled. He has changed the portion of my people. How he has removed it from me. Turning away he has divided our fields. Therefore you will have no one who will cast a cord by lot in the congregation of the Lord Jehovah. Do not prophesy, they say to those who prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them, that they will not take shame. O you who are named the house of Jacob, is the spirit of the Lord Jehovah limited? Are these his doings? Do not my words do good to him who walks uprightly? Even of late my people have risen up as an enemy. You pull off the robe with the clothing from those who pass by securely as men averse from war. The women of my people you have cast out from their pleasant houses, from their children you have taken away my glory forever. Arise, and depart. Because this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a terrible destruction. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood lies, saying, I will prophesy to you of wine and of strong drink, he will even be the prophet of this people. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of you. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozra, as the flock in the midst of their fold, they will make great noise because of the great number of men. The breaker has come up before them. They have broken up, and have passed through the gate, and have gone out by it, and their king will pass before them, and the Lord Jehovah on their head.
Micah chapter 3. And I said, Hear, I ask you, O heads of Jacob, and you princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Who hate the good, and love the evil? Who pluck off their skin from off them, and their flesh from off their bones? Who also eat the flesh of my people, and flay their skin from off them? And they break their bones, and chop them in pieces, as for the pot, and as flesh within the cauldron, large bowl. Then they shall cry to the Lord Jehovah, but he will not hear them. He will even hide his face from them at that time, as they have behaved themselves badly in what they do. This is what the Lord Jehovah says concerning the prophets who cause my people to err, who bite with their teeth, and cry, peace. And he who does not put words into their mouths, they even prepare war against him. Therefore night will be upon you, so that you will not have a vision, and it will be dark to you, so that you will not divine. And the sun will go down over the prophets, and the day will be dark over them. Then the seers will be ashamed, and the diviners confounded, yes, they will all cover their lips. Because there is no answer from God. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord Jehovah, and of judgment, and of might, to declare to Jacob his sin, and to Israel his sin. Hear this, I ask you, you heads of the house of Jacob, and princes of the house of Israel, who hate judgment, and pervert all equity. Fairness. They build up Zion with blood, and Jerusalem with sin. Its leaders judge for reward, and its priests teach for hire, and its prophets divine for money. Yet they will lean upon the Lord Jehovah, and say, is not the Lord Jehovah among us? No evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion for your sake be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house temple as the high places of the forest. Micah chapter 4. But in the last days it will come to pass, that the mountain of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah will be established in the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills. And people will flow into it. And many nations will come, and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord Jehovah, and to the house temple of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. Because the law shall go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord Jehovah from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations far away, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up a sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. But every man will sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Because the mouth of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, has spoken it. Because all people will walk everyone in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord Jehovah, our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord Jehovah, I will assemble her who is lame, and I will gather her who is driven out, and her whom I have afflicted. And I will make her who is lame a remnant, and her who is cast far away a strong nation, and the Lord Jehovah will reign over them in Mount Zion from that time forth, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you it shall come, even the first dominion. Rule, authority. The kingdom will come to the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry out aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished? Because pain has come upon you as a woman in childbirth. Be in pain, and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in childbirth, because now you shall go forth out of the city, and you shall live in the field, and you shall go even to Babylon. There you will be delivered. There the Lord Jehovah will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against you, who say, let her be defiled, and let our eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord Jehovah, neither did they understand his counsel. Because he will gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Because I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves brass, and you shall beat in pieces many people. And I will consecrate their gain to the Lord Jehovah, and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth.
Micah chapter 5. Now gather yourself in troops, O daughter of troops, he has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But you, Bethlehem Ephrath, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall he come forth to me who is to be ruler in Israel. Whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he will give them up, until the time that she who has pains of childbirth has brought forth. Then the remnant of his brothers will return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord Jehovah, in the majesty of the name of the Lord Jehovah, his God. And they will live. Because now he will be great to the ends of the earth. And this man shall be the peace, when the Assyrian comes into our land, and when he treads in our palaces, then we shall raise against him 7 shepherds, and 8 princes. And they will waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod in its entrances. So he will deliver us from the Assyrian, when he comes into our land, and when he treads within our borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as a dew from the Lord Jehovah, as the showers upon the grass, that does not wait for man, nor waits for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, non-Jews, nations, in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep. Who, if he goes through, both treads down, and tears in pieces, and no one can deliver. Your hand will be lifted up upon your adversaries, and all your enemies will be cut off. And it will come to pass in that day, says the Lord Jehovah, that I will cut off your horses out of your midst, and I will destroy your chariots, and I will cut off the cities of your land, and throw down all your strongholds, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of your hand. And you will have no more soothsayers. Your graven images also I will cut off, and your standing images out of your midst, and you will no more worship the work of your hands. And I will pluck up your groves out of your midst, so I will destroy your cities. And I will execute vengeance in anger and fury upon the heathen, ungodly nations, such as they have not heard. Micah chapter 6. Hear now what the Lord Jehovah says. Arise, contend before the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Hear, O mountains, the Lord's Jehovah's controversy, and you strong foundations of the earth. Because the Lord Jehovah has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done to you? And in what have I wearied you? Testify against me. Because I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of servants. And I sent before you Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak king of Moab consulted, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim to Gilgal. That you may know the righteousness of the Lord Jehovah. With what shall I come before the Lord Jehovah, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord Jehovah be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my sin, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what the Lord Jehovah requires of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. The Lord's Jehovah's voice cries to the city, and the man of wisdom will see your name, hear the rod, and who has appointed it. Are there yet the treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked, and the scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances, and with the bag of deceitful weights? Because its rich men are full of violence, and those who live in it have spoken lies, and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Therefore I will also make you sick in striking you, in making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied. And your casting down will be in the midst of you, and you will take hold, but will not deliver, and that which you deliver I will give up to the sword. You shall sow, but you will not reap. You shall tread the olives, but you will not anoint yourself with oil, and sweet wine, but will not drink wine. Because the laws of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsels. That I should make you a desolation, and those who live there a hissing, therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people.
Micah chapter 7. Woe is me! Because I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desires the first ripe fruit. The good man has perished out of the earth, and there is no one upright among men, they all lie in wait for blood. Every man hunts his brother with a net. That they may do evil with both hands earnestly, the prince asks, and the judge asks for a bribe. And the great man, he speaks his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman and your visitation comes, now their perplexity shall be. Do not trust in a friend, do not put confidence in a guide, keep the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. Because the son dishonors the father, the daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look to the Lord Jehovah, I will wait for the God of my salvation, my God will hear me. Do not rejoice against me, O my enemy, when I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord Jehovah will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord Jehovah because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I will see his righteousness. Then she who is my enemy will see it, and shame will cover her who said to me, Where is the Lord Jehovah, your God? My eyes will see her. Now she will be trodden down as the mire, mud, of the streets. In the day that your walls are to be built, in that day the decree will be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to you from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Nevertheless the land shall be desolate because of those who live in it, because of the fruit of their deeds. Feed your people with your rod, the flock of your heritage, who live alone in the woods, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. According to the days of your coming out of the land of Egypt I will show to him marvelous things. The nations will see and be confounded at all their might, they will lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears will be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a snake, they will move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They will be afraid of the Lord Jehovah, our God, and will fear because of you. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin, and passes by the sin of the remnant of his heritage? He does not keep his anger forever, because he delights in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our sins. And you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which you have sworn to our forefathers from the days of old.